Houston.
The Morning Playhouse.
So good.
I can dig that.
With Ciro, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
That is Bruno Mars with Locked Out of Heaven. Y94, the number one hit music station, where Ciro, Rat, and Maggie, 628 in the morning, 33 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. And today in the valley, going to be kind of cloudy, cool, high around 39 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. 710 this morning, your next shot at Pick Your Purse. Now, are we going to do this with you, or are we going to do this with him?
Rat's totally got this.
And you're totally bailing on this. I've been excited about this for like 5 days.
See, and I was excited too until my weekend happened with fantasy football, and now I'm just angry.
That's the reason you don't want to do this?
I went from third place to 10th place on my fantasy draft.
You realize this really has very little to do with your actual fantasy football
team. No, but I'm still just angered, especially after last night's game too. Just angry.
Well, The following is going to sound very peculiar, and here's why. We have a segment that we prepared, just a fun little shtick, that was entirely based off something Maggie has going on in her life. And for apparently, are you just bitter about your fantasy football team?
I'm very bitter about my team.
For whatever reason.
I want to trade all of them.
Apparently, that's the one. She refuses to play part in the segment I've been excited about for 5 days. Rat got all excited about it once he read what we had. And I thought you were excited about it,
too. You know what? I was until this weekend happened. And now I'm just like, I just don't even want to do it.
But see, that's the dangers of your fantasy football league, because you're picking guys based on how hot they are.
Well, they're hot. I'll give them that. But they suck at football, apparently.
Can we at least set up the segment with you and Rat executes
it? Yes, I am in a man candy football league. So basically what that means is me and a bunch of my girlfriends got together, and there was not based on talent whatsoever. We strictly drafted players from their looks.
Okay. So you have this fantasy football team that sucks because you base them off looks and not talent.
Yes, and they're all getting hurt.
Yeah. And you really don't know who these people are. You just picked them because you thought they were good looking.
Right.
Okay. So based off that general concept, we wrote Thursday and Friday of last week, Maggie's fantasy football pickup lines. The thing she was thinking when she saw these guys' photos with all her girlfriends. But because she's so bitter
about her fantasy team,
you don't want to deliver these lines.
No, I'm boycotting my team. I'm boycotting my own fantasy team.
But the thing is, I'm so excited about this segment, I can't just let it go because you're being a turd today.
A turd.
Whatever I don't know what you
are. Get over it.
A sore loser, I guess.
I am. I was in third place, and now I'm in last place. I'm very bitter.
So I'm going to be a sore loser and bitter, too. And we're still going to do the segment, except Rat's going to deliver your lines.
Now, That's fine. He could probably do it better than me anyway.
Did you want to do this as Rat, or do you want to talk like Lady Rat or Maggie, or what do you want to do?
I guess we can try it out. I mean, should I be me as Maggie first?
Yes. So again, this is Maggie's fantasy football pickup lines, but delivered by Rat. Lay one on us.
Does that quarterback have a cell phone in his pocket? Because that butt is calling me.
Dad ass. Dad ass. You got to do this with your hands. Like you're squeezing two Kim Kardashian-sized cheeks.
Right melons.
I would need like way bigger hands to do that.
Dad ass. Let's try just Rat voice.
Just me? Okay.
Yeah.
That wide receiver's name must be Coca-Cola because he is so delicious.
This would have been, why aren't you doing this? This is hilarious.
I'm boycotting my team.
Keep in mind, these were all written for Maggie to read because of her fantasy football pickup line. It's truly a fantasy team. Your entire team is guys you think are hot.
Yep.
So this would have made more sense if Maggie was doing it, but she's boycotting the segment. We're moving forward with Rat. Another one, sir.
That tight end. Wait, that's not his position? Well, he still has a great butt.
That one was okay.
As you hear these, imagine them in Maggie's voice and understand the idea behind the segment that she's refusing to do.
Either way, if I did this, I wouldn't be doing it up to your standards. I know I wouldn't. So either way, I'd be catching grief.
You want to do one? Try it out?
No, I'm good.
No, not at all?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you boycotting your fantasy team because they suck, or did you just not want to be like...
I am boycotting my team because they suck. Adrian Peterson is hot. He got 28 yards last night. Boycotting football.
I mean, he does have other things going on in his
life,
Maggie.
I get it, but I'm just boycotting.
Okay. Rat, another fantasy football pickup line.
Does that running back work for the government? Because he shut it down.
Shut it down.
I call him Kit Kat because I want to break me off a piece of that.
Yeah.
No need to call ups because I just found my missing package.
Okay. Ups, UPS.
UPS.
Oh. Call
ups. And this is why the person it was written for should have probably read it.
Yeah.
Because you were in the room brainstorming. Rat just is handed a sheet of paper. No need to call ups. No need to call UPS because I found my missing package. This is just not working. Can you at least do the last one? That's
just
my favorite
one.
Oh, so you leave me that
one. Just do my favorite one.
All right. At tight end, is he from Iraq? Because I like how he bagged that ass up.
Bagged that ass up. Maggie's fantasy football pickup lines.
Read by Rad.
Boycotted by Maggie and read by Rad. I think, honestly, you just had some sort of discomfort with reading a bunch of pickup lines.
No, I just read the most awkward one of all of them. I had no issue reading these. I am totally boycotting my fantasy football team.
Maybe.
Have no hope in my team anymore.
Next time you should join a league that isn't based off the guys you think are hot.
Yeah, but we had a lot of fun looking at those pictures that night.
Well, you ain't going to win, are you?
Not. I'm probably going to trade my whole team.
In fact, because of her team, we should have changed the one line. Mm. Since she has Adrian Peterson on her team, it should have been, does the New York Giants defense work for the government because they shut him down?
Yeah. I like it.
It's true.
Well, I'd love to say we'd do this segment again, but since Maggie's not willing to play along and Rat said no need to call ups, I think it's safe to say we won't be doing this one again. Will you do the love doctor? Are you still going to do that? Or are you boycotting everything today?
I told you, it's just football. You think it's because I'm embarrassed to read these, but I'm not.
Maybe Maggie the love doctor. I guess it could be Rat the love surgeon for all I know.
Oh, get over it. You're both my mercies anyway.
That on the way.
Introducing the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Zero Rat and Maggie. Sorry.
Y94.
Y94, the number one hit music station, Playhouse in the Morning, Zero, Rat, Maggie, hi.
Hey, you guys missed a good pickup line.
What's that?
On us.
You could have said, you may be a quarterback, but I sure can pass you up.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, nice.
That is a good one.
Yeah, it sounds pretty clever.
Well, here's the thing. We did just a couple of minutes ago. Thank you for that, by the way. Maggie's fantasy football pickup lines as read by Rat because she's that irritated, apparently, with her fantasy football team.
It's not apparently. It's actually what it is.
That was chosen entirely based off looks. And go figure, it's not going that well.
But everyone else is doing well.
You got money right on that?
$20.
$20, that ain't too bad.
Not bad.
It's not like...
I spend it on worse
$500
things.
Or... It's not... real. Okay.
Yeah.
So why are you so bitter?
Because my team sucks. They're hot, but they're horrible.
Do you know the names of any of the people on your team?
Yes.
Give me some.
Okay, I have Adrian Peterson, Sydney Rice, Jay Cutler, Michael Vick. There was a couple more. I don't remember all of them, but they're horrible.
You put Michael Vick on
your
team?
I had the first round pick. So I picked Adrian Peterson. He was actually, I didn't have a quarterback till my last pick.
Jay Cutler?
Have you seen that man's eyes?
You could just fall into them all.
But now they're both hurt. I don't have a quarterback. I don't have anybody.
So
they're all abandoning me.
Just guaranteed to just lose?
Yeah, I was in third place 3 weeks ago.
I think it's safe. You could probably pick up Josh Freeman.
Do I really want to?
You know what? I just want to slide this one in there real quick. I guess I know why you put Michael Vick on your team that you picked entirely based off looks. Because everybody likes a guy with a dog.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You're sleeping together?
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
I mean, it's been a will they or won't they since they met.
Y94.